Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Future Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about Endless in Deadly School, which was a random choice.
Yeah, because I don't think we would have chose this if we had the choice.
Exactly. But before we start on it, it's a OVA. It came out March 2021. I don't know about any of the producers. It's school. It's studio is Hoods Entertainment. It's 41 minutes long, and it's loosely based off of a Gekidoll Akdoll project. And yeah, that's the show, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you feel like we got something right, something wrong, did too much shit.
Yeah, seriously, though. Oh man, it's one of the shows that you kind of you see what's going on, but you really wished you didn't.
You know, I mean, can I just say I had like such because I looked at who the studio was. I had far better hopes for this than what we were given. All right, I had such high hopes for this being kind of decent simply because we watched a couple of the other shows that they were a studio for specifically for the patron exclusive.
Oh, we have?
Yes. Yes, we have. Excuse me while I bust out the magic breast secret sword scroll or
seriously.
Yes. Yes. 100%. And then also the Quiet Quasar of Stigma, also known as Level 4!
Level 4!
Or also known as Soma. So, yes, I mean, they also produced another good one that I have seen that we haven't watched for this, for the show. It's called Drifters.
That sounds very familiar.
You probably seen it. We'll go into it later on. I'll let you kind of look it up. But basically, everyone that has died that was a great warrior or whatever in a previous life they're all in this kind of area fighting against each other still. So.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm familiar.
Okay. So to answer the chat's question, yes, literally Hoods that did Alice in Deadly School has done both of those. The Magic Breast Secret Sword Scroll, which we did a patron exclusive on, and the Quasar of Stigma or Psychono no Quasar season 1. They also did season 2, but we haven't watched season 2. They have done both. And Drifters, they've only done a handful where they were a studio that kind of really stands out.
Okay.
That we've seen that is of a non-questionable nature. I feel like these other ones though are ones you probably they also did the you remember that special episode for the Magic Breast Secret School? They also did it for that too.
Of course they did a lot.
They've done a lot, and I am like almost positive almost all of these are super etchy or hentai.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at a couple of them right now, and that is definitely the case. But Let's kind of go right back to what we were talking about, which was about this OVA, which is loosely based on an original anime. And so the story basically starts off with these girls on top of a rooftop, one of them talking about buns, the other one talking about buns, and another one talking on the phone with her mom, who then says, "Oh, you're sounding strange, mom." And then you're immediately thrusted into like a scenario or situation where people are, you know, filming a documentary, but at the exact same time dying and being eaten and everyone's turning into zombies and everything like that. And yeah, so
super happy fun times,
super happy fun times. So I know what you're thinking. And Rick thought the exact same thing. Maybe we should have watched the series first, cause it would have provided context and, good news. It would have provided no context since this is completely independent and has no bearing on the series whatsoever. So it doesn't matter.
Yay.
I mean, like you and I already talked about it beforehand. Like we talked about how it may, you know, it may have like some bearing or semblance on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the, you know, it didn't.
Of course not. It would make too much sense. But as you have reiterated several, I feel like several different times, it's what you would consider to be a OVA, which is layman's terms for not based off of anything.
Yeah, original video animation.
Mm.
I mean, like...
So it's. I would have loved it if it was a little bit more based in... I'm not going to say real life because that ain't it, but I'd have loved it if it was more based in, it's a good way to put it, based in the series.
Like, it would have made sense to have it based on the series, but from what I read about the series, from the screenshots and from the, you know, clips that I had seen, this had absolutely nothing to do with the series. At all. In fact, the series had nothing to do with zombies overtaking the world and people being eaten. I feel like this was just kind of, I feel like this video was just randomly written, randomly thrown together by someone, just because.
I feel like whoever wrote this was playing Call of Duty Zombies.
And they were a very big fan of it, apparently.
Yeah, because the animation style wasn't bad. The music was quite intriguing, and I liked how they kind of humanized some people in here that made you, I don't know if they made you, but made me feel like they were more than just the characters on the screen. Like they gave it a kind of depth that I wasn't expecting for a 41 minute OVA. A big fat, for instance, they come across a lady playing a piano. Now, I don't know if it wasn't made very clear, but these are zombies that eat you. One bite and you turn into a zombie.
Well, it's not even one, just one bite. Like
one scratch, one bite.
You get a drop of blood in your mouth, you turn into one. It's just their level of progression. Well, here's the other thing that I had a problem with, though. All right. Because roughly around the exact same time, like before they even get to there, they're sneaking around like they're sneaking around, but they're not sneaking around. They're being loud and jumping and everything like that. They're like, oh, peeking around the corner. Oh no, there's one there. And then it's like, oh, I can hear us. Oh, yeah.
But I wonder why I can hear you.
You know, whatever.
No, it made very little sense.
This whole thing made very little sense.
What I my personal favorite, not dialogue, but conversation was, we're friends because you looked lonely. Are you my friend because I looked lonely? Same person talking, by the way. Not one person talking, one person responding. The same person being like, you and I are only friends because I saw you and I thought you were lonely. And then maybe 5 minutes later, I think you were my friend and thank you because I was lonely too. So who's the pitiable one here? You or her?
And yes.
The dits kind of survived, And what I mean by that is, like, she's not a lovable, oh, she's so quirky. It's, she's kind of annoying. She's the one that's screaming all over the place. The one that's kind of, in my mind, attracting all the zombies, but not one at all for some reason. It didn't make any sense. The continuity didn't make sense. Like, you open up and they're like, please, students, go to level 2, as level 1 isn't safe anymore. And then they find a chick playing the piano on level 1, loudly. And she hasn't turned into a zombie yet, so they're like, what's going on? And then they get close to her, and then she turns.
Well, the other thing that I kind of had a problem with, like, randomly at that point, you also had a military helicopter with someone that...
Yeah.
Rappelled down, someone just randomly rappels down and shoots the person.
Zombie thing.
Yeah, whatever, you know. Then they're like, yeah, there's a whole bunch of zombies out in the schoolyard. Let's land. And
dude, right?
It's like, okay, first of all, if you're trained professionals, trained military, you would know not to land in the middle of a hostile area, especially if you're like, oh, the whole city, whole town, whole world is overtaken by people who sound like they have smoked way too much.
And simultaneously have constipation.
Yes. But they also die within the same day if they don't eat.
Yeah, I didn't get that. That was weird.
It's like, so it's like meant to be a sense of urgency. Everyone's going, it's all going to hell. But at the exact same time, you don't even have to wait like 24 hours. You don't even have to wait one full day. You don't even have to hold out a full day. And the problem will honestly
resolve
itself. You will honestly be good to go. Like, at that point, you have nothing to worry about. So just like, I'm going to lock the door. I have enough food up here to get me through the next day. I'm going to just kind of hang out and just chill the entire time. Wake up the next day. Oh, look, all the zombies died because they didn't bite someone within 24 hours, 6 hours or whatever it was, and move on with your life. That's the impression I got, because they came across some zombies that were dead. They're like, oh, they must have not eaten. And you know, those girls weren't starving for food or weren't hard up on it, because they were it was like, oh, this is whatever. Cell phones and everything like that were still working, power was still operational, there was no big issue, it was like everything was still relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the exact same time, they were like, oh, you know, the zombie must have not eaten, so we just need to wait now.
Yeah, it felt like the outbreak happened probably that day or that week. Because there were some people who were able to shelter in place in a dome of some kind in a distance away that seems like a decent place to reach. But we in the opening, not the opening, but like really close to the opening, you see them break into what I assume to be as a cafeteria. Yeah. And get melon bread and yakisoba and a few other things that I'm like, you've got running water. You went downstairs lollygagging everywhere to grab a phone charger to come back up, because you also have a power thing up there, and then you leave the door open as you walk upstairs. Like, what's wrong with you? But yeah, and if they die in a day, you got plenty of food, plenty of water, plenty of power, so you can take turns charging your phone, assuming you got the same charging table. But
yeah, like, you know,
there's no real reason.
Yeah, and they even commented, it's like, oh, well, my phone's about to die. Oh, I think the teacher has a charger downstairs. So, you know, it hasn't even been a full day, because the phones are fine still. They haven't even lost battery power for it. It's like, oh, let's just go down there, loudly draw attention to ourselves. Oh. And then they had like the science students or whatever do a makeshift bomb or whatever. And it's like, all right, yeah,
they sacrifice themselves for.
They sacrifice themselves for. They're dying or whatever. And it's in soda bottles. And then.
Am I the asshole for thinking it wasn't even that impressive of an explosion?
No, because it really wasn't that impressive of an explosion. I mean, like, honestly, I'm going to be honest. I expected. Let me just say this. It was a lot bigger than what I was thinking, but it was far less impressive than I was hoping for.
Well, here's the thing. I fully expected. And they're like, this is the bomb that's going to clear out the second floor. of the first floor so that we can escape. I was expecting not only a big boom, but a substantial like wind effect bomb.
Yeah, no, she wasn't even by the gate when she blew herself up.
To, like, a fence.
Yeah.
It was next to a fence, and I hate to be that guy, but the fence didn't even move. The zombies behind the fence were not injured.
Well, to be fair, the fence was no longer there because the bomb was just that magnificent.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I don't know if they're just trying to make people look dumb or whatnot, but in the middle of an apocalypse, are you going to be mad that you couldn't go to the season finals or whatever they call them? Quarterlies.
Yes, obviously. CJ says in our chat, so what you're saying is I should just rewatch High School of the Dead. That no. would be a far better use of your time than this.
Way better. Way better. Way better. Better story. Well, here's the thing. I'm judging it real harsh based on the fact that I haven't seen the series, and I don't think...
I will judge this harshly based on the fact that this has no real bearing on the series from what I've seen.
I was going to say, we skimmed through and it was not good.
It's not even that we skimmed through. I skimmed through Reddit and everything. It was like, yeah, the series has nothing to do with this. Like, it's its own story. Like, even for the source, it's listed as other. That's it. Just other. It's like, okay, well, cool.
What is the point of this OVA, do you think? Because typically an OVA has a reason for being.
No, not necessarily. There doesn't have to be a reason for an OVA to exist.
I just want one there. I want a reason for there to be.
Okay. How about
money?
Yes. Let's see here. I am going to say, before I say anything, I just want to double check something. Like, cause I'll feel bad.
Was it a make a wish? Is that what you're looking up?
No. So there's only for the person that wrote this, Yumi Kageyama, they wrote the script, for this.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I can tell, okay, no, they have the person that wrote the script for this. They have a lot of work under their belt.
Oh, you were thinking it was a first one, like a first effort.
No, when I initially tried finding the name, it was someone that had passed away. And then I was
you didn't want to speak ill. Okay.
I didn't want to speak ill of the dead. This does not look like it's that individual. So I'm all right with it. I'm okay with speaking ill of said individual if that's not the case. Yeah. So, that's why I said before I say anything, I want to double check because typed in, Yumi Kageyama is like Yumi Kageyama passed August. It was like, oh,
or a recent one.
No, it's just like a couple years, a few years ago, but still, I don't want to speak ill of the dead.
No, that's fair. That is incredibly fair.
Yes. So,
but since they're alive, let's load it on.
I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping that she's alive. I'm hoping that she's alive so I don't feel bad. Let me phrase it like that. As messed up as that sounds, I hope she's alive so I don't feel bad. But, the people that the screenplay writer, the producer for this screams cash grab. This is like, oh, they probably watched the series. They're like, this is a great series. I want to produce a series for this. And it's like, all right, cool. Let's do it. So that's honestly what I feel like happened. I mean, the director, I mean, like, Shigeyusa Yamauchi. He's a great guy. He's done Drifter's Blood Plus. He's done Dragon Ball GT, Dragon Ball Z, Cowboy Bebop. He worked on the storyboard for it. He's worked on the storyboard for a few episodes of One Piece and directed for them. He's got like a lot under his belt. However, I mean, I don't know.
The like, other one, Kiyoshi, did Oh My Goddess, the movie.
Who?
The Kiyoshi Tateishi.
The character designer?
I think so.
That Kiyoshi Tateishi is a character designer. Yep,
the character designer.
Who is, I mean, the character designer, all they do is just like they're given a guidelines of what they need to do to draw the characters. So I wouldn't include them in anything like that. However, Justin Cook, I don't like the guy, the way he looks. So I'm going to say he did it for cash grab because he's also done a lot. He's a producer for a lot of stuff.
Okay.
All right. But we're getting off topic. We're getting off topic. But that's mainly because that the show had like no real substance. The colors were muted. The music was kind of blah. The scenes or actions or things like that, that kind of just like were there. Like the story was just kind of there. Like they were just there and there was no sense of urgency. And the end just kind of felt like a cop out. Like, oh, we don't know how to end it. How can we end it? We'll end it like this, where she's like fantasizing, dreaming or whatever about whatever it is type thing. I don't know.
It's convoluted at best.
Yes.
Purposefully misleading at worst.
Yep.
It didn't feel like there was a direction. I mean, yes, there's a point A. Yes, there's a point B. Did we ever make it to point B? Not particularly. There were obstacles in the way. It feels like a completed game is out there. It's just not here.
You mean a completed something? Yeah. No. No.
And the way they ended it was the whimsical chick going, I wonder where I'm going to go today.
It was a cop out. Like I said, it was a cop out. This served no direction, no real use. It was there.
And barely at that.
Yes. I don't know, man. I honestly don't have a lot I can genuinely say about this simply because it was personally, I just think it was that bad. Like I have a lot more to say about other stuff. Like we could talk all day about other stuff, but this is just,
this is where it's at.
This is where it's at. I mean, like beating a dead horse, and that horse died like after we got past the opening.
I mean, it came back to life and tried to bite us. That's when you beat it with what would they have?
A baseball bat? With a baseball bat, and then, you know, you softball pitch across the field a lighter.
Yeah, you know, and then we had to blow them up.
Exactly. Blow them up. So CJ asks a question, glass lip or this?
Glass lip. Not even a question. Well, okay. The only reason this might win is it's short.
Do I have to choose?
Well, I mean, it's from one of your moderators. I assume that you'd want to answer your moderator.
Do I have to choose? I don't have to answer anyone I don't want to. How about that? I don't have to do jack squat. All right. So on a scale of up to one, Rick, how would you rate this?
This is going to be a nice solid 3 for me.
Oh, okay. All right.
I can't quite give it a 2 or even a 1 because it wasn't fantastic by any stretch of the imagination for what I'm looking for, but someone's got to like it as a standalone. It doesn't really have any bookends. A lot of the main characters die, which don't give you hope. I felt like the piano music was done really, really well. The fingers lined up with the notes, which impressed me a little bit. But yeah, those are the only impressive things for me. Sorry.
For me, I'm giving it a 1. Because it was trash. I would not watch it again, even though it was really, really short. I wish it was even shorter and didn't actually exist in this world. I did not like it. Would I ever watch it again? No, I'd rather purge it from existence, but you know, that's my personal choice. You know,
actually I'm going to change my thing because you did mention something that surprised me. When I realized it, I have to reduce mine to a 2.
Okay.
Because I'm not quite sure how in 41 minutes you have about 10 minutes of filler.
Yes.
I don't know how that's quite possible.
Well, I mean, like the whole show was filler. It's like the whole show was filler.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah,
that's mine.
So one and two.
One and two.
Three and four. All right. Next week's choice. We're doing another movie, and this time it's going to be a Ghibli, and it's called The Cat When the Cat Returns. When the Cat Returns? Yes. I'm going to say yes.
So When the Cat Returns.
The Cat Returns.
Oh, The Cat Returns, not when, but
yeah, The Cat Returns. It's yes.
2002?
Huh?
It's 2002 fantasy adventure from Studio Ghibli. Yes, I like it.
Yes.
I believe this will be a palate cleanser, hopefully.
You never know, man. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you feel like we did this too much justice, we didn't do enough justice. I love
to see those who feel like we did too much justice.
Right. Feel like we didn't do enough justice or anything else, feel free to reach out to us and let us know. All our contact information is going to be available for you in the show notes. You could also go to our website, featuredanimepodcast.com, and reach out to us. I didn't do the normal intro filler for this simply because I wanted to get this like a Band-Aid. I wanted to rip it and get it out of the way. But yes, all our information and everything like that. We have show notes and everything like that. If you want to catch part of the pre and post show that we usually do with every single episode, you could go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. Dollar a month will get you access to that bonus content. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. And we'll see you next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinez.
I'm Kayla Itzinez, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.